It's 7:33. This is 89.3 KPCC. I'm Steve Julian. A lot of worried Southern Californians are waiting for some air tankers to help out the firefighters on the ground with the station fire between Acton and Pasadena-Altadena. It's about a 20-mile line of fire. It's now only about a half mile away from the broadcast towers on Mount Wilson, along with the famous observatory there. So far, the station fire has consumed a lot of acreage. KPCC's Patricia Nazario is at the command center in Lakeview Terrace with the latest. Patricia?
Steve, that acreage count is up to 85,800, pretty much. And what the incident commander here told me this morning is, despite their best efforts, they have 2,500 firefighters on this fire. They've evacuated 2,000 people from surrounding areas. They have an extensive air operation happening. But despite that, he said they just don't have anything they can throw at this fire to keep it from attacking Mount Wilson.
I also understand that there are some gusty winds expected this afternoon. The winds haven't been much of a problem yet.
You know what they said? That if you project this fire forward a month or 2 months and you add in the Santa Ana winds, this would be the worst fire the Angeles National Forest has ever had. Hmm. So at this point, the wind has not been affected on one hand, which is a good thing, but on the other hand, it's been so dead and so dry, so hot, that it's hard for them to get the airstrike going because the air just remains so dense above the flames. It's so thick with ash and soot and so cloudy with that black and white smoke. They can't get the planes and the helicopters in there at the rate and for the amount of time that they would like to. So it's a difficult situation.
All right, KPCC's Patricia Nazario reporting from Lakeview Terrace at the Command Center for the station fire. Thanks very much.